that a total flaw.
Mm-hmm. You know what they call the things that you dig up to go fishing with?
Baits. Or worms.
Do you know what the type of worms that, let's see, do you know either red worm or earthworm? Do you know?
Earthworm.
Okay. This is another animal. It's got a hard shell, and it can pull its neck and legs in and out of the shell.
Turtle.
Now, you know something sort of like a turtle, but only it lives on dry land? Heard the word terrapin? Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Tapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? So you have heard that word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something, you might know this. Yeah, this is, but it's in a freshwater stream, but it looks sort of like a little lobster. And it's got claws on it, and...
Crawfish.
Yeah. Now, this is a type of insect that it's got white wings, and a lot of times at night, it'll kind of fly around the light, especially get up in a lamp.
Oh, let's see what we call those.
I call them millers, but you may not.
I heard them call something else.
Well, you might. How about camelfly?
Camelfly.
Okay. That one I didn't. Now, those things that will get into your clothes.
Moths.
Okay. And if there were just one of them, you'd say there was just one.
Moth.
The thing that flies around at night with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Right. Do you know of an insect called... Okay, I'll give you one name for it and see if you can give me another. Do you know the insect that's called a dragonfly? You familiar with that?
No.
How about the word snake doctor?
I've heard it.
Okay, you have heard?
Snake doctor.
Okay, good. That's what I'd always call them, and I found out after I was doing this that most people call them dragonflies.
Oh, Mary, we could been the same neck of the woods.
I know, it's really strange, but snake doctor's what I've always called them. Okay, insects that would sting you.
Wasps.
Okay. Anything else?
A scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said scorpion will sting. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
How about around here, do you have yellow jackets, hornets, and that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know the difference in the wasps. All of them look the same to me because I try to stay out of their way.
Oh, so
they're always getting mother.
Every single one of them would be to you. Would just
out of their way. That's what it means to me when I see one.
So you would.
But I have heard yellow jacket.
But
I'm
do
sure
you think a yellow jacket is the same as a wasp?
Well, I would think it is.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Because it seems like some just like to be around water, and then some like to be up in a up in a high place, you know, with a nest. So I'm sure it's a difference in those two.
Mm-hmm. Between the yellow jacket and the...
Yes.
Because
I believe the yellow jackets are the one that usually have the nest. And the ones that you see around water a lot, I don't think they are the same.
Now, what about those things that they kind of make a nest out of mud or dirt?
Oh, it's been so long, Mary. I have heard and I've seen them.
Dirt dauber, mud dauber?
Dirt daubers, that's right. It's been
now,
so long.
Is that a time... What? Is that a type of wasp?
Well, I've always seen those little dirt daubers, or home, or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
But really, I don't
know.
Don't
know if it's a...
No. You know, you don't see things like that in the city too much.
That's right.
And it's been
know.
So long. Mm-hmm. But I can remember years ago.
Seeing those things. How about this? This is the things that bite you at night.
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is something else that might bite you that would just... But it burrows into your skin. It's a
chicken.
Right. How about the insects that hop around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Now, a little fish that somebody might use for bait would be a
minnow.